Hey, I want to welcome a new sponsor as we kick off the new year. Bill Brown Ford, which is the world's number one Ford dealer for the third consecutive year. So we like to be in the company of people at the top like that. Matt Garko is the new vehicle sales manager. He's on the line with us right now to help usher in this new welcoming and relationship. Good to have you with us, Matt. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. Good afternoon, guys.
I'm down in Houston for the national championship game, so we're looking to have a number one football team by the time this day is over, and that goes very well with the number one Ford dealer. I have to ask you, 3 years in a row, how do you get named the world's number one Ford dealer? Like, what's the I know it's not the same competition as the national football championship for college, right? But there must be some version of it.
Well, we've sold more Fords out of a single dealership than anybody in the country for 3 years in a row. So we've sold more retail volume sales than any dealership across the country, which would that, I guess, would include the world. I think that sounds a little grandiose, but the country.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's not a Ford dealership in Pakistan that's jumping up and saying, "Wait a minute, wait a minute, what about us? We sold a ton." I think if you're number one in America, you're probably safe for number one in the world, and that's an impressive feat. So to what would you attribute that at Bill Brown Ford?
Well, it's definitely, the Bill Brown style of selling cars is to get a group of people together that really care about people, care about the customer, and not make the car buying experience, you know, one of these things where, we got to talk to my manager, and then you've got to go in a different room to talk to a different manager. And, you know, we make it very simple, easy. And, it sounds simple, but, you know, that's kind of an old style of doing business. You know, when you buy a car here, you start with one person and you finish that sale with the same person, and it builds relationships. And, even during the holidays, you wouldn't believe how many customers bring their salesperson a gift. That's just funny to see, and kind of speaks to the relationship that gets built over time. We have generations of people that have bought their car here since we've been in business so long.
I really think it's so interesting in the car business because there have been so many innovations in the car business when you think about it, from the style of the engines and the way they've changed over the years to the fact that they're literally going to a different source of fuel, you know, electric vehicles or whatever. It could not have changed more dramatically compared to any other industry. And still... people want to buy cars from people that they know. There's still that whole distrust thing about, I'm going to get fooled, or I'm going to get hoodwinked, or somebody's going to try to be. And that relationship between your salesperson and the car you end up buying, I think more than any item that I can think of, I'm trying to think, it's not that way with a mattress. It's not that way. Maybe a home. You know, you want to trust the person who sells it to you. And I suppose that that's what's at the root of the success that you're talking about.
And you're absolutely right. It really is. It's a trust. It's hard work. It's, you know, following through during the process of somebody leasing or owning a car. We just try to take care of people from the front to the back. And, your salesperson's kind of a customer advocate rather than a salesperson. And that's the way everybody here looks at it. I've always said, you can train somebody a lot of things, but it's hard to train somebody who really cares about their customers, and that's what we've been successful at doing.
Well, and also want to salute to you. You know, most everybody who works with us on our program has some kind of community or charitable arm or wing, and you have that with the Bill Brown Cares Initiative. I know we've worked with you on our radiothon and things like that. Just share with us quickly what that's about.
Yeah, that's really a main focus. We really love to give back to the community. We kind of get more out of it, I think, than the people we help. But it's it's kind of at the root of everything here is to give back and to be a part of the community and take care of those who have taken care of us. All the loyalty and trust we truly appreciate, and we try to use that charitable arm to show our appreciation.
Well, we are glad to be working with you, and we appreciate your belief in the program. And we look forward to having conversations with you and hearing your name associated with our merry band of men here. Such
well,
as we are.
I gotta say,
sorry, man.
In my opinion, you guys are the best radio show in Detroit, and even with Courtney over there, you guys are still pretty good. So.
Yeah, well, we keep him on a short leash. That's the key with Courtney. Yeah, but, well, thank you,
favorites.
Matt. That's kind
love
of you. We're happy to have you with us, and thanks for hopping on board.
Thank you.
Matt Garko there, the new vehicle sales manager. Bill Brown Ford, our newest member of the Inner Circle sponsorship group that helps keep our program on the air. So we're glad to have them here. It's 760 WJR.